What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com. We
are.
We
are.
We are Cultivate.
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 We are Cultivate.
It's your boy, Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? My name is Josh Shell, host of the Reddit on Wiki podcast. With me is my good friend and fellow host, Sean Salvino. What is up, Sean?
Not much. Just chilling. Enjoying the company of two Canadians.
Nice.
Go Leafs.
Go Leafs,
no.
Go.
Go Habs.
Wait, see, not to spoil the guest host, but our guest host is rooting for the opposite team of...
Yeah, I'm a big Habs fan and not the opposite team of what they're playing right now. We sucked this year, but Habs-Leafs is a big rivalry. Yeah. So we're in that.
Toronto-Montreal.
Yeah.
Montreal has what? Habs?
Habs. That's what they're called because they're the Habitants.
I actually didn't know. So that's a fun fact I'm learning right now.
History.
Yeah. So we played their team or her team last year. I say they because their family's all Montreal fans. Last year in the playoffs, and they beat us out. It was very embarrassing.
It was great.
And we don't talk about it.
It was a tough time for our relationship.
It was not.
No, I know. I'm just kidding.
I was just very sad for a few weeks. Sienna is back, if we haven't made that clear yet.
Hi.
She's still here to keep us in check. John's paying her to replace him to make sure we don't fuck up the show.
Just wait till Friday where we fuck up the show.
Yeah, where we do it alone and we fuck up the show. In today's episode, I went to r/AskReddit. For those who don't know, r/AskReddit is just a place where people ask a question and then people respond to that in the thread. So I found an interesting thread titled, "What made you straight up nope out of a relationship?" So it's a thread of people who saw red flags and ran for the hills. And then after the break, we're going to go to another Ask Reddit thread titled, "What wedding moments made you think, oh, they're not going to last very long?" And it's a thread about people who didn't see the red flags and tried their luck with marriage. There's a lot of sad ones in here. So
I love it.
I threaded. No.
If you listen to the last episode, you know why that's funny.
In the actual thread, there was, but I went with hopefully rage-inducing ones just for you two.
Love it.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? Future Josh here. We actually went off on some tangents, so we didn't get to our wedding stories, but we hope you enjoyed the discussions we did get into.
It was good for all three of us to vent about it.
Yes, to let off some steam.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And it was good for Josh and I to get, a live in-person perspective from a woman. So
yeah,
absolutely.
Hopefully most of you agree with me. If not, it's okay.
Actually, if it's not okay with you, I really prefer you not listen to any podcast that we do going forward.
Yeah, we'll take the hit on the numbers if it means we have less people okay with human rights.
Okay, fair.
Less people not okay with human rights. Sorry, I should phrase
that. Yeah, you did not.
We hate human rights here. No. So please enjoy the episode. There may be some weird cuts for the ad, but we felt the discussion was worth keeping in. So enjoy the episode. Before we hop into the stories for today, if you have a story you would like us to cover, please send it to redditonwikipod@gmail.com or shoot us a DM on Instagram or Twitter at redditonwiki. Links to those are in the show notes. On top of that, if you're a returning listener, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or you can tell a friend about us. If you really like the show and want to get episodes early, not a week early, sometimes it is.
Sometimes an hour early.
Sometimes it's late.
Wow.
But it's always ad-free. You can always go to patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork and help support the show. With all of that out of the way, we're going to hop into the Ask Reddit thread, "What made you straight up nope out of a relationship?" So I thought it would be fun if we went around the table, and do we have any relationships where you felt the need to nope out of Sean or Sienna?
I mean, yes.
She's like, right now, there's some idiot making me podcast.
Oh my God. This is a big nope. No, I mean, I could go on and on. Like, not full on.
I would love
on,
that.
No, not like
way
full,
less reading for me.
No, like full-blown relationships. But I mean, like dating men.
Yeah.
This is an opposite end of the spectrum. Most of the spectrum, talking to men, it's very vulgar or sending things you don't want to see or just are very, very forward and just not very, I want to say nice.
Thoughtful.
Thoughtful. Not that they weren't being nice. They thought they were being nice
guys.
But this one guy, it was during the start of the pandemic. And I was recently single out of a long-term relationship. So I had to hop back into that saddle. And we had been on video dates or whatever.
Oh,
we went for a walk
classic
or whatever.
Pandemic.
Yeah. We met up for a walk or whatever. And oh my God, did he come on so actually, there's there's three guys I was talking to during that time. But they were all on different ends of the spectrum. This one guy was almost love bombing me.
Yeah.
He'd be his family. I don't want to give too much away in case he ever hears this. But
I don't think he would ever hear this.
His family's from the States or whatever. And we had been just talking and he'd be like, I told my mom about you. How about how you love to bake? She's so like, can't wait to meet you. And then he would be like, I really want to be a dad. Like, I just can't wait to be a dad. And like all this stuff. I'm like, no one knows about you. I haven't told anyone about you.
You're like, we've had three video dates.
We hadn't even met in person at the point. And he was just like, I see this going so far. Like, I can't wait. He had just moved to Ottawa. He's like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, I hate confrontation. And I really struggled with that when I was younger, saying no to men. I had a hard time with that. Even now, I'm like very confident in myself. But
she says no to me all the time.
All the time. But I felt bad. And I was like, listen, I just want to, like, I don't feel the same way. I would love to be friends. Show you around Ottawa and stuff. He's like, yeah, I would love to be friends. And then, hey, if something happens more along the lines, I was like, no, I just told you no.
Just friends.
And then that happened too with another guy during that time. He knitted me things. Like, I was like, what is happening right now? Like, I almost prefer the guys that are like, let's just go hook up, whatever. But he like knitted me things. And I told him, I'm sorry, I'm just not interested right now. I just got a long-term relationship, whatever. And he was just like, okay. And then 3 days later, he'd be like, listen, I just really like you. Like, I just really want to see things go. And I had to turn him down again. And it's just like, why are you making me reject you more than once?
Oh,
it just hurts my heart too. And I felt bad. And then there's other guys. The other guy was talking to me that time. Oh my God. He was just like way, way too vulgar. And I was like, oof. But anyways, it's just tough. Some of the men you talk to, it's like, this person is probably, if I met up with them, would kill me.
So that is one thing that as I've grown older, I've come to realize, like, I've never had to worry about that going on a first date or anything. And it is a constant thing women fear.
Worried about so many things.
Rightfully so, yeah. It's just,
I have no fear to like run in a park by myself. As a woman, I'd be like, oh, actually, yeah, they would have a ton of fear because how many fucking
it's like
crazy
always,
murder shit happens that way. You know
it's
what I
like
mean?
What, it's like listening with two headphones in. It's just like, that's risky. Like, what do you do?
Constantly looking over your shoulder.
How quickly did he knit you shit? Like after a week of talking?
2 weeks. Shit. 3 weeks.
I say that's impressive that he's knitted it that fast.
I mean, so sweet, but...
Yeah. Well, I meant like the actual skill thing. Of knitting.
The skill of knitting.
Like, good for him, but I was just like, I mean, it was weird. Anyway, Sean, I want to hear where you were an asshole.
Oh, yeah. So I hinted that because Josh asked for bad dates.
Oh, yeah. Before we started recording.
Right before we started recording, he asked for bad dates. And I went on a bad date and I was the bad guy. Hate to break it to you, ladies.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. No, I can't even defend myself. I was the bad guy.
Listen, man, we've all been shitty.
Yeah.
We've all been shitty at some point in our life. And it's a growing thing. Like when you're young, you do stupid shit and then you ideally become a better person because of it. And I think we definitely, Sean, you and I, like, I like to say good guys. I don't like to say nice guys.
Yeah, Reddit nice guys has ruined the term nice guy.
Just good people. You know what I mean? Like I try and think about other people, but you know, you're not always like that. You're young and dumb and you make mistakes.
No, it's fair.
And I think it's okay to talk about those mistakes. I mean, as long as they're not like, you know,
a murder,
sexual assault, yeah. You know, yeah. Those are things that's like, all right, everyone knows you shouldn't do that, like at every point in your life. So that being said, I just set up your story, Sean. Sorry.
maybe I'll try and tell it in the fashion of a, am I the asshole?
Okay. Right, here we go.
Okay.
Am I the asshole for being surprised that it was a date and then ghosting?
Oh.
Wait, being surprised that you're on a date?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you didn't think it was a date.
No.
I want to hear the context. Yeah. I might chalk it up to you just being dumb, but.
I mean, that's probably 90% of my life, to be honest. All right. So here's the story. Okay. So back when I was young and Instagram was a thing, you know, I was fucking foodie pics. I'm fucking taking pictures of every single thing I love eat it. All the fucking time. Because I don't know, I'm fucking 20. What else is interesting in my life at that point? So a girl, I didn't know she was interested in me. I thought we were just cool. Okay. She was like, for Lent, you should give up taking food pics. And then if you do that, we'll go out for a meal. And I thought, you know, we're friends. And I thought, go out for a meal. I'm giving up food pics. She's paying for the meal.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I understand. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my intention.
It's like a friendly bet is what you're imagining.
That's what I was thinking. And I was thinking, oh, well, I get a free meal. Why not?
Yeah. That's a flirty thing, though, a little bit, I think.
It is. But I was...
Was it over text?
It was on Instagram, I think.
Okay, harder to measure.
Yeah.
But I was just like, okay, yeah, it's a fun bet between friends. I'll get a free meal. I do it because, I don't know, I like fun challenges.
Yeah,
I do it. And then we go out. She's dressed way nicer than I am right off the bat. I'm like, that's weird. Anyways, and then we go and it was kind of like a fast cat. It was the macaroni place, actually.
From
the last episode. Yeah.
And Sean hates macaroni.
I fucking love macaroni. But it was the macaroni place. And it's kind of like a fast casual. You pay when you order and then they'll bring the food to you.
Yeah. Like Panera.
Yeah, like, kind of like a Panera. But instead of sandwiches and soups, it's nothing but mac and cheese.
Hell yeah. That sounds way better.
We go and then we order. And then I'm waiting for her to fucking pull out her card because I'm a stupid bitch, I guess.
No, and did she say that she was going to pay for it? Yeah, she said she'd take you out for a meal, right?
She said, we can go out for a meal.
Mm.
So in my head, I'm the one that's getting punished through Lent.
I agree.
I'm getting a free meal.
Yeah.
And I get there. She's dressed nicer. And then we order. And then we're looking at each other like,
oh, that's so awkward.
And then I just pulled out my wallet because I was already like, this is bad. I paid for it. And then I was like, okay, I'm paying for this. She's dressed nice. I've assessed this is a date. And then, okay, here's where confirmed I'm the asshole part.
I like how you're confirming it before we confirm.
Because so far, so good.
Yeah.
This one is definitely a mistake.
Okay.
At this point, I realize it's a date. Mm-hmm. Also, at this point, I am talking / flirting with my wife. So it's just like through text and DMs or whatever. So I guess nothing's public. This girl had no idea. And being on this date is honestly one of the few times I've been on a date. I didn't really date a lot of people. Never really had a girlfriend, you know, kind of just chilling.
Chilling.
Trying to go for a lot of girls. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, not a lot of girls probably coming for me. Who knows? I had a mullet and a mustache. But I was like, okay, if I'm on a date, this would be great practice for when I go on a date with the girl that I actually want to be on a date with. So instead of being a noble person and being like, you know, communicating like, is this a date? Because I thought we were just friends, which is what any regular, sane, good person should do. I was like, this will be a good practice run for when I ask out Nancy. Yeah. That's my wife.
Yeah.
So then I went on the whole thing as a date.
Okay.
And then you ghosted her.
I mean, I talked to her, but I didn't like...
initiate anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't initiate anything. Like if she talked to me, then, you know, we'd have a conversation, but I wouldn't like reach out and be like, that was a great time.
I gotta say, Sean, if that's the worst... I don't think you're an asshole. I think maybe a little bit for not communicating, but I mean, that's what, I don't know, like dates before you meet the person that you're going to be with is like, that's the practice, right? That is what it is. You're practicing to be a better human being and be better.
Yeah, but you're not going in with it thinking that.
No, like, well, he didn't even know he was going into it.
No, I know. Like, I don't think you're the asshole at all as long as, like, she was never, like, trying to message you a lot and you just, like, didn't message her back. If it just, like, fizzled out. Yeah, if it just fizzled out and she got the hint, then I think you're fine. I mean, I have to say, I would like to think that during it, I would be like, hey, like, I just friends kind of thing. But, like,
I'd be so awkward.
I'd be like, okay, I'm just going to act friendly. Just like not flirty and get through this.
That's probably what I would have done too. I would have just been like, oh shit. Okay, we're going to just eat food and hang out. Yeah, that's awkward. Yeah. I don't think you're necessarily the asshole.
This one a TikTok either. So just in case, I don't want to get fucking messaged like, was that fucking about me?
That's I won't make any of these TikToks.
Oh, so I don't talk to these guys.
So okay, you well, can, fair.
I don't talk to this person either,
well,
but
true.
I just don't want to deal with that at all.
That's fair, that's just fair, in case. Fair. Yeah. That makes sense. Those are good stories.
Thanks. Josh, your turn. You can't just fucking goat us into that.
I have a couple ones I noped out of. I think I've told you about
them. Yeah, you have.
You know, early 20s, you're on Tinder. And so I ended up going on a date with this girl. We seemingly, like, we were chatting on messages for a little bit, and then we were like, oh, hey, let's go out this Friday. I was like, cool, I'm going to a cottage later, like, later on Friday, because we're going to a cottage that weekend with my friends. And so we get to the restaurant.
Are cottages, like, a normal thing in Canada? Sorry.
Oh, yeah. That's, like, what people do in the summer. They go to, like, friends' cottages or family cottages. Yeah.
That's especially, fucking tight.
Yeah, especially where both of us are from.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big thing, yeah. But anyway, so I told her that and she was like, yeah, no problem. So I was like, cool, couple hours, we'll have dinner, chat, whatever. We get in there and we sit down and this girl says maybe 1 to 2 word responses to me the whole night. Like, I come across as a talkative person, but as you can attest,
yeah,
I'm not
the talker in my relationship.
I'm not the one to initiate conversation, especially with strangers. I'll try my best to, like, to keep a conversation going and talk and be there. But she was just not reciprocating anything. And I thought I did something wrong. And I was just like, I don't know. Like, so I tried to start conversations, asking questions about herself. One word responses, just short. And I was like, man, this is going to be long dinner.
It's brutal.
We eat dinner. I text my friends midway through dinner. I'm like, come pick me up. We're going to the cottage early. Because they were waiting. And so they show up and call me. And I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry. I've got to go to this cottage. I pay for dinner. And then we left to the cottage. And get this. Okay, so at the very end of the date, we're leaving. I say goodbye. And she says, we should do this again sometime.
What?
I'm like, what? In what world should we do this again sometime? So that was one I actually noped out of.
You should tell the one, though, where you didn't actually go on the date.
The Guelph one?
Crazy. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I don't like saying girls are crazy because it has a bad connotation.
It does. And I should have said that. Yeah.
Yeah. But this girl was maybe hurt at some point and it was
not
just
her best moment.
Was definitely not. So I had just started a new job and I'd started talking to this girl 2 days before I started. So it was like the Saturday or something we matched on Tinder or whatever it was. And we were chatting and I started my new job on Monday. We're talking. I tell her this on Sunday. I'm like, oh, I'm starting my new job tomorrow. Like, we're just getting to know each other. And she's like, oh, super cool. Like, good luck. And everything seemed to be good. We had plans for a date for the next week, like Friday or Saturday or something like that. So I go to work Monday. As most people who start a job, you're not on your phone at all, probably, if you're at work, except for on breaks. I'm in, you know, training. I'm doing, like, all this stuff, meeting all these people.
Like an orientation.
Yeah, you're busy. You're not on your phone, right? You're actually doing stuff. And so I come back to my desk where I put my phone. I open it and there is, I want to say, like 10, 12 messages from this girl, all paragraphs. Well, the earlier ones weren't, but the later ones were just paragraph after paragraph. And I'm reading through this because I said good morning and then she said good morning and she said, how are you or something? And then I didn't respond, obviously, for 4 hours because I was at work. She starts going off on, I can't believe you're ignoring me. My ex did this, blah, 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 blah. If you can't even respond to me for, like, how can I ever trust you? Whatever. I'm like, I have known you for 2 days, two fucking days. And I told you what I was doing today. And I got to say, this was probably my most mature moment because I didn't ghost. I responded back to her. I said, I'm sorry you feel this way. I started my new job. I have been busy all morning. I think it best we not continue this. I just sent that and I blocked her. I was like, I think that's fair.
Yeah.
I think I'll give you the out. And man, it was just, I think I dodged a bullet on that one.
I mean, I don't mean to sound as fucking old as I sound when I say this, but like on Tinder, I've never used Tinder. Do they not have like read receipts?
We might have been texting at that point, but I also don't know if Tinder has.
I can't remember. I was only on it for a hot minute.
I can't remember either.
Either way, that's
that's a lot.
Not great behavior.
It was a lot. So yeah, I'd like to say I was less of an asshole than in the first story, but that was also a 6 years difference. Mm-hmm. So I matured a little as I went along. I hope you enjoyed those stories. We're like halfway through the episode. Wikimaniacs, are you ready to be blown away? Men and women alike have asked for it, and our friends at Manscaped have listened. They just relaunched the Ultra Smooth Package. That's right, it's back. Your new favorite tool and complement to the Lawnmower 4.0 to get that smooth shave finish you're looking for. This special groin shaving kit is here to help you buff, protect, and shave your most sensitive areas. It's time to crop that bush of yours and get right to the roots with a discount code just for you from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com with the code Reddit. So not only has Manscaped brought you the electric trimmer that you and your man both love to use, but now they're bringing back your new favorite razor. So you can be set and trimmed front to back. This is the durable yet sensitive razor that's perfect for him and her. Personally, I find it very difficult to shave close to the skin without getting ingrown hairs, cuts, you know, in the hard to reach places. But with the Lawnmower 4.0, I have no problems whatsoever. So step one, grab your handy Lawnmower 4.0 and shave to your liking to get the loose hairs out of the way. And then take out the perfect package for the summer, the Manscaped Ultra Smooth Package. Step two, get your hands on the Crop Exfoliator, infused with ingredients that soothe, clear, and keep the skin in and around your groin feeling refreshed. The Crop Exfoliator can help reduce the risk of ingrown hairs in your delicate places. After that, you'll want to move on to step three with the Crop Gel. See where you're shaving with our unique clear shaving gel just for the groin. With four essential oils, it's like a spa treatment every time you shave. Finally, it's time to shave. The Crop Shaver was designed for shaving the groin with confidence. Three precision blades include extra wide lubricating strips and a pivoting head for the ultimate groin grooming experience. The Crop Shaver is not your average razor. It's smaller, thicker, with a micro comb bar that allows for the best shave possible from any angle. The Crop Exfoliator and Crop Gel are both vegan, cruelty-free, and sulfate-free, so you know your goods down there are in good hands and without compromise. It's time to get up close and personal with the best tools for the job, the Ultra Smooth Package from Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. Get smooth with the relaunched Ultra Smooth Package from your friends at Manscaped. Thanks to Manscaped for supporting the show. We're going to hop into the actual Reddit threads now. So what made you straight up nope out of a relationship? Shara Morales, she or he wrote, I had a very long and toxic relationship with an ex. I had wanted to leave for years, but he would threaten to kill himself.
Oh,
and I would end up staying. I finally got the courage to walk away when I was diagnosed with several benign liver tumors and was told by the doctors that it was very important with this type of tumor to immediately and permanently stop taking hormonal birth control, because those things have like a billion side effects. Yep. I researched it on my own and confirmed the single most important thing I could do to further avoid complication was to stop taking hormonal birth controls for good. I told my then husband about the appointment and he said so calmly, well, that's going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I responded, what do you mean? I'll go to the gyno as soon as I can. Gynecologist for any men watching. As soon as I can get to the appointment and we can just use a condom until then. Nope. Apparently condoms were unacceptable because we were married. Not having sex until I got to the gyno was also unacceptable.
No.
Dude,
no.
Fuck you, man.
Oh my God.
I'm so glad that she said my then husband because
True. We know it ends in good, happy ending. What really made my blood run cold, though, was when he suggested that I should continue to take the birth control as normal and just not tell the doctor.
Nope.
He'll never know, he said. Then he went on to suggest that maybe I could go on and off birth control so I'd be off it before any follow-up appointments with the doctor to ensure that he'd never know.
Does he not understand how birth control works? Like what? Like don't take a few pills for a few days and it's like, oh, it's magic. It's it's out of your system fully and then restart. That's not going to mess you up at all.
You have to take them once a day, idiot.
Like, yeah.
And it only works if you take it once a day.
Yeah.
Is he not concerned for the fucking benign tumors at all?
No, yeah, apparently not.
Like health-wise, like there's so many complications with birth control. Like I had to switch mine around a bunch of times. I was getting migraine auras. It increased my chances of blood clots in the brain. So I had to switch to a different thing. Like I just couldn't imagine like someone telling me, you can't do that. You can't. Because you know what? I don't care if you might die. Just, oh my God. I'm so glad it's a then husband.
This is borderline, not to bring politics into it. This is borderline what people are fucking trying to do right now. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yes.
They just banned IVFs in Tennessee. Abortion is
that's crazy.
About to get about banned. That. And fucking people are trying to ban condoms. I'm like, what? Wait.
Banned? That's like STD protection too. Like,
oh my God.
Our MAGA bros fucking were trying to ban abortion and somebody else is trying to ban birth control pills in general. What is the end game? Like, what do you want to happen? Fucking more babies in the foster system? Like, what is the goal?
Most men do not have a clue what actual like clinics do. Or like abortion clinics do, like, and people are going to have abortions, whether it's safe or not. And the increase in deaths of infants and women are going to increase because they're going to have unsafe abortions. And it's just like, oh, I can't even like talk about this because it gets me so mad that men are trying to control women's bodies because they don't care. They don't care what happens to that baby once it's birthed. No. They don't care what happens to that woman. They just are like, oh, you know, like you should, whatever. It's like, no, you can't say anything. Like,
it's just a fringe issue that Republicans can jump on and be like, oh, these women are killing babies when they have no fucking idea. It's just a control thing. And these are the same fucking pieces of shit that are like, my body, my choice. If I don't want to take the fucking vaccine. Well, I never want to hear you guys say that again. We should jab you all with vaccines of every kind. And you don't get to say anything about it if you want to talk about this.
But it is like very disheartening to see. Like, I cannot believe it. I cannot believe it. They just want to control women. Like, there's no other reasoning.
It's the same with the Don't Say Gay bill. They just want to control minorities, LGBTQ women, because they feel like they're losing their white man status and they need to control the population so they can't rise up and make actual change that will help and benefit everyone else. And it's so fucking enraging.
Especially knowing that like these fucking Republican politicians are still going to get their fucking hookers pregnant and then go fly them to some country where they can't get an abortion.
Because they're rich enough to do that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's like classism. So it's all the isms. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's fucking the run the gamut, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly it. And it's just, there's so many like, I mean, no one needs a reason to have an abortion. Your reason could be you're not ready and you don't want it. Good for you. Yeah. Do what you need to do. But it's especially the people that are like, it's because of rape or, you know what? God forbid you have to decide between your life or your baby's life.
100%.
Like, or imagine the man was... Imagine, like, I feel like the world we're going towards is where, like, if I were pregnant, and if I were pregnant and it was like, okay, either the baby or the wife, and the person who gets to decide is the husband.
Yeah.
Or something like that's where we're going
after
towards.
After all these stories we read, the husband is the last person I want making these fucking decisions.
It makes me sick. Like I'm Catholic and I remember this was probably just the year before the pandemic because I was still going to church. And at the end of church where they read the different things happening in the community or whatever, there must have been something going at the time, a bill passing through parliament or whatever. Yeah. Like, and they wanted to stop it or they were like, we signed the petition to like stop legalizing abortions or whatever. And I turned and I looked at my parents who I was with and I said, what the heck is this? I
was didn't swear because she's in church.
Yeah, but I was like, this man is up here telling us.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, and I'm from a very, very small country area. Yeah. And so like, you know, every single person in that church. And one of our neighbors was there and she had the petition and she came up to like, because we were just trying to walk by, you know, like not cause problems. Comes up to us, will you sign this? And I said, no. And then my mom, who's the sweetest person in the world, was like, oh, you know, like not right now. Like, I don't know if I agree. Like, okay. And I was like, no. Like,
fuck you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It baffles my mind when women get behind those causes. Because it's like you're petitioning to lose your rights to do what you want with your body. You know what I mean? Not to shame women into, you know, because they're as manipulated by political rhetoric and men, which is usually unfortunately dictated by men. But it's just like don't you understand that you're going to lose your rights if you support this? Anyway.
Anyway,
so, I didn't even finish the story. But
sorry. It's just like a lot of fucking shit is happening right now, and it doesn't make sense.
Like, we're Canadian, and we're fired up. Like,
well, because there are so many conservatives that are backed by anti-abortion groups that are up for election next month. So it's a big topic here after you guys are trying to tear it down there. Very insane. But I mean, it is something we should talk about because we do have, what is it, like 85% female audience?
Represent.
And, hell yeah. And I think it's important that we talk about shit like this because it's an important issue and it's going to affect a lot of people we care about. Mm-hmm. So everyone has a mom.
And that shouldn't be a reason. You know what I mean? Like, it shouldn't be, but
no,
like,
but if that's what it takes to get you to connect with an issue, then fucking whatever it takes. You know what I mean? You should just be a decent human being and be like, if a woman was dying, I would hope we would save her and not this thing that we don't know what it is yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm Catholic too. And I'm fucking very happy being Catholic, just faith wise, not necessarily always what the church is doing. But you know, I'm very happy with my faith. I like being Catholic, but boy, like, separation of church and state needs to be a thing. Like, we don't, there's no reason to have religion and government intermingled anymore. Like, it's we're past that. That's like what they target. They're like, you're not a real Catholic unless you're fucking pro-life, bro.
Like,
it's
pro-choice is an anti-life.
Yeah.
And if anything, it's pro-life because you're like, if a woman has to operate to stay alive, or if she wants to choose to keep the baby, she can. If she wants to choose to not have the baby and, you know, maybe later down the line, she wants to have a baby, she can do that later when she's more ready, more stable to produce a better
environment for that kid.
Yeah,
exactly. And these are the same people that are cutting social funding, schooling, all that kind of stuff. And then they're just like, oh, and you also have to have a baby if you get pregnant, even though we will not support it.
And the worst part, is like, men can sleep with however many people they want. And there are no consequences other than, I mean, there are consequences,
STDs exist.
But in the mindset, that's what it is.
And I agree,
women, like, it's different for women if they're sleeping around a lot versus men. Because a lot of people's arguments is that, okay, well, just if you don't have a baby, don't be doing that before marriage. Don't be doing that before you're ready. But
women are the ones who are stuck with the consequences and men can get away with it.
If that's the case, fucking mandatory vasectomies, bro.
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing, bro?
I was actually talking about that.
Michael Scott already proved that you can fucking snip, snap. What are we doing? Just fucking snip, snap, bro. When you're ready.
I love that. That's like one of the posts that's been like going around where it's, oh, like, okay, then mandatory vasectomies for like all men. And when they're ready, then reverse it. And then it's like, oh, you don't like that? You don't like being told what to do with your body?
Hell yeah. They do circumcision at birth. It's just one more snip down there, you know?
Oh, at birth? At what? Yeah.
At birth, they're coming.
I don't know about at birth.
Stop it right now.
Just the same scissors with the umbilical cord. They're just
do all the snipping at once. It saves time.
That physically pained me to hear.
I don't like that.
When would you prefer? When they actually would remember it?
Don't they wait? Or is it at birth? I have no idea.
Circumcision? I think it's early.
Oh, it's early for sure.
Circumcision's early.
I want to say it is at birth. Yeah.
Okay.
So,
but I don't know.
I mean, what are you going to wait till the kids hit in puberty before you?
No.
I don't know. Can you operate on balls that small? I'm sorry. It's getting weird.
I don't know. Yeah. Let's go back to the story.
Let's stop talking about children's balls. That was an important discussion we definitely needed to have. So I'm glad we had
everything before the last comment.
Yeah.
So, where were we? So this asshole saying condoms aren't a thing. Mm-hmm. She should keep using birth control. So she says, I was totally stunned and I just looked at him and said, you understand this could kill me. This isn't about placating a doctor. This is about my life. He just shrugged and said he wasn't using condoms and I needed to figure it out.
Oh,
I did figure it out. I left him more than a decade ago and I've never been happier.
Yes, that's exactly what you need to do.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He did not respect you.
Yeah. You should have given him a vasectomy before you left. But
he literally said, I don't care if you die.
Yeah.
I need to get my dick wet.
Exactly.
Like, what?
That's ridiculous.
Oh, God. So we got old Rusk Noir's story. So he says, I believe it's a he, says, I met a girl on Tinder. We went for a coffee date, shared some of the same music tastes, and she let me know that one of the bands is playing at a local club this Friday. I suggested we go together and have dinner before. Friday comes and we do a late sushi dinner and head to this club around 10 for the show. The headliner who we wanted to see went on around midnight. We get to the club and finally get to the bar and order drinks, then head to the dance floor. She pounds the drinks and says she's getting another drink. She comes back a few minutes later with a new drink, gives me a kiss on the cheek, and wanders off onto the dance floor. I am not someone who is overly possessive, and figuring my wanting to be in the back to get a full visual and auditory experience is not her jam. All good. So he's just standing in the back, I guess. That's kind of what I enjoy concerts that way.
Yeah. I mean, this is us when we go out.
Yeah.
Josh is hanging back and I'm on the dance floor.
I don't like crowds.
Drinking out of trophies.
So 20 minutes later, I see her grinding on some dude. Now, mentally, I'm already back at my car, but I wanted to see what happens when she makes eye contact with me. They then start making out and the guy notices me eyeballing them. She wanders off to get another drink and he comes up to me and asks if I have a problem. I explain the situation and he said something to the sense of, "Sucks, bro. She's with me now. Fuck off." What an asshole.
Yeah, that guy's not nice either.
If that ever happened to me, I'd be like, dude, I am so sorry. I did not know.
That's so weird.
That is a weird. Yeah. Men are
weird. Makes you think you're special and that she won't do that to you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
also, why are you laying claim? You literally just met this girl. Yeah, you're just laying claim on her.
Yeah. She's with me.
She's with me now. She's absolutely not, dude. She's off getting a drink, probably making out with some other dude.
Yeah.
Which is her right. Whatever. Yeah. I mean, I guess it's shitty of her to do it
on a date. Yeah, no, it's not okay.
But if she was just alone, that's fine. Mm-hmm. So he says, I took his advice and did. I called up my friend and went to his house and played Catan till 2 a.m.
Love it.
I know you love this story.
I love Catan.
I'm so trash at Catan.
Same. Then my phone rings and she's calling me asking where I went. She said my car was missing from the parking lot. I told her I went home and that she was on her own to find a ride. I said, I bet that guy you were making out with could give you a ride. To which she responded, which one? I laughed and hung up and rolled for more bricks.
Oh, I like that. Oh my God. I'm glad. I mean, good that you know what she's like and you didn't have to deal with it anymore. But like the audacity she had to like call after and be like, hey, where are you?
Yeah.
That's not okay.
Pretty shitty.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's not very nice.
She's the asshole.
She is. Yep, she is.
For sure.
Yeah.
And so is that dude for some reason. I don't know why.
He's the last one. I mean, he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't owe anyone anything. Like, he's not.
I mean, he was definitely an asshole. And how
yeah.
We're talking about the dude that made out with her?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's an asshole for sure. Okay. She's with me, bro.
Yeah. I own her now.
Yeah. Okay.
Sucks to suck.
All right, that is it for today's episode. Unfortunately, we did not get to the wedding stories, much like you heard in the intro of the podcast, but we hope you enjoyed what we did talk about. The abortion topic was definitely one that we've wanted to discuss. We just didn't know how to introduce it. So thank you, Sienna, for
I think Sean brought it up and I just went off.
That's
so
fair.
Yeah.
Sean, I honestly don't know how it happened, but yeah. I'm glad either, that it did.
Yeah.
I'm glad you shared your perspective. Yeah,
thank
if anything.
You. And then we really went off on our bad dates.
The bad dates did take off. I hope you enjoyed our own stories. If you want more of those, I could think of some stories, but
yeah, I hate to say, like, I really didn't go on a lot of dates, so I got not too much for that.
John, but yeah, we'll have friends on to do a disaster dates podcast episodes. No. I don't know. We'll think of something. But yeah, that is it for this episode. What did you think of these stories? Were these people right to run away from these red flags? Any thoughts, comments you'd like to leave, please do so on YouTube or wherever you find us, TikTok, Instagram. We'll see them all there.
If you have your own bad date stories,
love to hear them.
Send them our way.
Hell yeah. I'm definitely down to do this disaster date episode thing to keep it going. I'm down for that. Before we sign off, Sienna, thanks for coming on today again.
Thanks for having me. Really appreciate it.
It's been back-to-back episodes. You've been a great John.
Thank you.
I'd like to say better, but I don't
want to comment. I haven't met him yet.
Significantly,
John's a great guy, Josh. I will let you.
I've heard good things about him too.
Significantly less puns, which I enjoyed for a little.
Okay, breather. We all did like that one.
No, we love John and wish him the best. Hopefully, we'll see him back soon. But yes, thank you for coming on to be our third guest once again. If you want to hear more, please consider subscribing to the show and giving us a rating and review on whatever platform you are on, or you can share this podcast with a friend. Don't forget, as Sean said, you can submit your stories, bad dates, wedding stories, Am I the Asshole stories, anything you want, send them to us on our email at redditonwikipod@gmail.com.
And I do say, when you send those on a Gmail, sorry to interrupt, Josh.
Yeah.
But sometimes I just be going through all the emails and hitting red because I really hate notifications. So really make your title obvious what it is. Because sometimes I accidentally made one red one time and then I saw the title and was like, oh shit, I got to really pay attention to what I'm fucking making unread. So apologies if we missed anything.
Make it a grabbing subject line.
Yeah, the first letters have to be
AITA
or disaster date or something. Yeah, make sure you title it correctly. Otherwise, it's fucking going in the spam folder. I hate to say it.
Well, I'm now learning that Sean might be getting rid of some of our our listener submitted
this
stories.
Is news to Josh and John. But whenever there's a lot of I hate seeing numbers on my phone. I feel like
that's fair.
I gotta get rid of it.
So yeah, make your titles interesting so Sean doesn't accidentally delete them. I will go through our junk mail after this and make sure. But yeah, you can send us those at redditonwikipod@gmail.com or DM us on Twitter and Instagram at redditonwiki. Next week we will be doing listener submitted Am I the Asshole? Or this week, I guess.
This week on Friday.
Mm-hmm. We will be doing listener submitted Am I the Asshole? So be sure to tune in for that with Sean and I. Thank you, Sienna and Sean, once again for coming on and giving your takes. And thank you, Wikimaniacs, for another amazing episode. We will see you on Friday.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.